Hey, youth and young adults, this is Jen. I hope this podcast mini finds you well today. We just came out of an awesome weekend. Mother's Day was yesterday, and I know for me, one of my favorite parts of yesterday was being outside, enjoying the sunshine, beautiful weather. And I want to share with you today something else I enjoyed over the weekend. There's a book I've been reading by Edward Welch. And it was actually a book that was mentioned during the spring revival services. If you all remember Pastor Paul Daugherty, when he was here ministering, I believe it was the first night, his message touched on this topic and he just briefly mentioned this book and I took note of it. I ordered it and I've been reading it and it's an awesome book, again by Edward Welch. And the title of it is When People Are Big and God Is Small. And I've been diving into this book over the past couple days, and man, it's one of those where you read one chapter and there's a lot to process and a lot to digest, or almost you don't even want to read it one chapter at a time, but a couple pages at a time. And this book is all about diving into the snare that many, if not every person, falls into at one time or another. And that is the fear of man. When people are big and God is small, when your biggest concern in life is what other people think of you, at a young age, it develops, in our teenage years, our high school years, where it's peer pressure. We care about what people think of us, we care about popularity, we care about our reputation and the image that we're giving off. And if we don't deal with this issue, this snare of the fear of man at this age, it really just grows and carries into our adulthood where we have a fear of man or people pleasing or wanting to impress, wanting the praise of others, where that becomes most important, where we can even call ourselves Christians, believers, where we love God. But if we're honest with ourselves or we look at the fruit of our life, yeah, I love God, but I really love people. I really love what people think of me. I really care at the end of the day how well liked I am or how impressive I am. Or I really want to be seen as the smartest in the room. I really want to be seen as the best at this or that. I really want the spotlight. And we can know that we have an issue with the fear of man or people pleasing or, God, people are bigger in our eyes than God, with some of these things. And I was thinking about, if we are struggling with fear of man, what does that lead to? What does that look like in our life? Well, if we are struggling with the fear of man, we really are concerned with, again, what people think of us. We're worried about our public image. We're worried about a public failure or looking bad. We fear rejection. So we do everything we can to be accepted, say the right thing, look the right way, do the right thing. We can struggle with fear of man where it causes us to hide away, to avoid certain people, to avoid certain situations because we're just worried that we'll be under scrutiny or we'll be judged in that certain setting. It can cause us to lie, even to be deceptive, where we'll tell those little white lies so that we look better than we really are. We want people to approve and think well of us. And really, this comes back to the issue of idolatry. We have placed man's opinion as the most important or more important thing in our life above God's opinion of us. Rather than dwelling and focusing in on God's love and acceptance and forgiveness and his truth about who I am, the thing that matters most to us is other people's truths, other people's perception and idea of who we are. If we think about what does the fear of God lead to in our life, or what is the fruit of that? I can know that I'm walking in fear of the Lord When I'm walking in purity, I'm walking in righteousness. The fear of the Lord, it keeps me from evil. It leads to wisdom. It gives me freedom. It gives me understanding and perspective. And so when I just even think about the contrast of what does the fear of man lead to? Bondage, people pleasing, the list goes on. What does the fear of God lead to? Wisdom, peace, understanding, purity. I want to fear God more than people. I want God to be biggest in my life above people. I don't want to live my life constantly under the microscope of man's eyes and worried about what they see or don't see or if they're pleased with me. But we should be the type of Christian, the type of believer that I care most of what God thinks about me. And as I've been reading again, just the beginning chapters of this book, and I've been combining it with my Bible reading, I'm seeing this thread of fear of man or people pleasing or idolatry play itself out in the Old Testament. As I'm reading in the book of Genesis, the life of Moses, he struggled with people pleasing at the beginning of his life. It was an issue that needed to be dealt with by God at that burning bush when the Lord was telling Moses, you've got to go back and you've got to face Pharaoh. You need to, be used to deliver the Israelites. When you think about what had happened to Moses up until that point, he had been rejected by the Egyptians. He had been rejected by his own people that he was brought up with. He was rejected by the Israelites. They mocked him. He ran away to the desert. He was afraid of man. He did not know who he was. He did not have a fear of God, but he was afraid of man, where it led him to the backside of the desert. And before he could truly step into his calling and purpose, this issue of fear of man had to be dealt with in a very real way. And when you have heard the story, or you've read the story where he goes back and forth at that burning bush, oh, why me? And I'm not well spoken enough. He cared too much about what people thought of him. What if I'm not impressive, or what if I'm not persuasive when I'm speaking? What if man does not respond to me the way that I want them to? God had to deal with that issue. God was very patient with Moses, but God did not let Moses's fear of man dictate the ultimate will and sovereign purpose that God had for his people. Moses needed to have an adjustment. Moses needed to give up the place of people's thoughts in his heart, and he needed to put God in that place. And God even told him, hey, I am the I am. I should be bigger. I am better. I am greater than any of these people on this earth. Anything that you're intimidated of, you need to have a proper perspective of who I am in light of these people. And looking at the New Testament, the life of Peter, he struggled with people pleasing. He loved Jesus. He was a devoted disciple. But when it got hard, when Jesus was being taken and questioned and crucifixion was around the corner, and Peter was asked, hey, aren't you with him? Aren't you one of him? Oh, he was worried about what people thought of him. He denied Jesus. People were big in Peter's eyes in that moment. And there had to be a reconciling of Peter back with Christ, where he had to put Jesus in his rightful place of, no, you're the one I love. You're the one who's most important. When Jesus came back to the earth and had that conversation with Peter, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Then feed my sheep. There was a restoration that was happening there, where Jesus was taking the place of people. He was becoming bigger in the eyes and the life of Peter once again. So as you're listening to this, and you might think, well, I think I may struggle with the fear of man or people pleasing to a certain degree, or, oh man, Jen, I am riddled with fear. It's something I struggle with every single day. I would just want to leave you with some encouragement, where if you think this is something that you currently struggle with, how can I enlarge my fear of the Lord over the fear of man? How can I make sure that God is bigger and that people are smaller, that I have things in check, that I have a healthy perspective? And I want to just share these few things with you. One thing that you can do is to be sure to surround yourself with other people who take God seriously. If you're surrounding yourself with other people who are afraid of man, who worry more about popularity and people pleasing and how will this look and will others approve of me, then people are going to remain big in your eyes. But if you surround yourself with people, with voices, with leaders, people who are influencing you, who see God as biggest and greatest, then that has a way of rubbing off on you. That has a way of also helping your perspective of the Lord. Another thing to do is to just be in the Word, be under the Word. Open up the Bible, listen to the scriptures, keep in front of you who God is, what He does, how powerful He is, how awesome He is, how He deals with people in the Word of God when they have an issue with the fear of man. And that will, again, continue to keep your perspective and your eyes and your heart in check when it comes to how you see the Lord. And two more ways, just how you can make sure that God has His rightful place, that He is bigger and greater than anybody else in your life, through prayer and through worship. Talking to God, yielding yourself to Him through prayer, confessing your sin, telling Him that you love Him, praising Him, acknowledging Him for who He is through prayer. You know, prayer is an act of submission. We slow ourselves down to talk to the Lord, to talk to our Creator, to talk to our Heavenly Father. That will put Him on the throne. That keeps Him in perspective when we pray and we open up our lives to Him. And of course, through worship, as we sing songs that lift Him up, that exalt Him, that keeps our hearts and that keeps things in perspective of who God really is, how awesome He is. I love those worship songs that they're all about Him. It's not about, you know, me and my feeling or my surrender, but it's all about who He is. I love those kind of worship songs, and that really helps to keep perspective and the fear of God in check and at the forefront of our lives. And so along with that, hey, if you want to dive into this book with me, again, it's by Edward Welch. It's called When People Are Big and God Is Small. I heard someone mention it, so I'm diving into it. So maybe you want to dive into it too, to just help you with this area of your life so that God is bigger than anybody, anything else, and we can live lives fully devoted and committed to Him. Youth and young adults, thanks for joining me on this podcast mini. I hope this has been an encouragement to you and strengthening to your heart. We just love getting to connect with you here at Cornerstone. We love what God is doing in our youth and young adult community. And let's be true, devoted disciples of Christ. And tune in again for some more podcast minis coming your way this week. And of course, with Pastor Aaron and Pastor Luke, you can listen or watch a full podcast. And let's just keep loving Jesus. Have a great day.